It's the end of the school day at State High. Students converge from all directions on a line of yellow school buses. But it's what's inside that English teacher Allison Becker wants to show me.
Hi, thanks for coming.
We're joined by Dean of Students Christopher Weekland and another English teacher, Jennifer Rand. The tour of crumbling infrastructure starts with Rand's classroom.
I wanted just to share some of the inconsistencies in the temperature. So out here, it's one temperature, but the temperature of my room is extremely warm, and it's broken.
Here, the heater is broken on.
In my classroom, what it means is it's boiling.
Even though it's chilly outside, a wave of hot air hits you on the way into the room. The heating system is so old that they no longer make parts for it. The maintenance staff patch and repair as they can, but school officials say the HVAC needs to be replaced. Meanwhile, Rand's room is probably 85 or 90 degrees.
It's just not a situation where it's conducive for learning. I actually had students writing essays in here today, and during seventh period, two kids fell asleep writing essays. I mean, this is cozy, to say the least.
In addition to her HVAC woes, there are cracks and asbestos tiles on the walls. In other classrooms, ice forms on the insides of windows in the winter. A ceiling light recently caught on fire. One classroom has flooded twice thanks to a broken boiler, and the auditorium once flooded up to row K. And then there's the basic setup of the high school. It's divided into two separate buildings on different sides of a busy street.
I think we should time ourselves to see if we can make it to my classroom in the north building in 6 minutes.
Okay.
That's the time between classes. Becker leads the way out of the south building and to the edge of Westerly Parkway, the city street that many teachers and students cross multiple times a day.
We're just going to hope that all the cars stop. I taught in both buildings for 3 years, and so I had 6 minutes to go from teaching 10th grade, actually in the room that we just saw, up into the room 245, which is where we'll take you next. And it was tricky, especially in the winter.
5.5 minutes after starting the clock, we're at Becker's classroom, just in time.
Here's where I've taught for 10 years. I'll show you what's going on in here.
Becker points out the window that a student's class project froze to this winter and shows where a big chunk of linoleum has broken off the floor.
The students in first period tried to tape the tile back on. Also, they told me on Friday that ants were crawling out of the floor and actually crawled onto a student while he was trying to read the crucible, and he ran out screaming.
We pull down some desk chairs to talk in Becker's room. Weekland says beyond physical breakdown, the buildings aren't set up for modern educational models, which feature collaborative learning communities. And in an age of school shootings, it's not very secure. There are 93 doors that are all left unlocked, so students can come and go between buildings. Weekland says the community has an obligation to fix these things.
My children have gone through. I'm done. But I know, I realize I need to provide for the kids that are coming afterwards. And if we have the attitude that we're going to ignore those kids, they're not my problem, we're living in a pretty sad community. And that's not who we are. That's not what State College is all about.
Teachers, parents, and school board members have been holding informational sessions and going door to door, asking community members to vote for the referendum. They've been writing letters to the editor and sharing photos and videos of current conditions. They have a website with drawings of what the consolidated high school building would look like.
A lot of this building we're going to be able to reuse. In the final construction, we'll end up looking at about just under 40% of the building will be renovated space.
Jim Pawelczyk is the chair of the school board.
And so that saves millions of dollars, upwards of $15 to $20 million in the overall cost of the project.
And the other 60% will be newly built.
All brand new space. So and the reason we got there is really it's what the community asked for.
Despite the economies, Pawelczyk acknowledges it's still a lot of money. He originally voted against the referendum because he was worried about the $85 million number. But he and the rest of the school board are all behind it now. Pawelczyk says this project needs to be done.
It was just the number. The referendum is absolutely needed. It's a great project that I support. And it's just that the number concerned me, and it still continues to worry me. And that's why I really want to see a large voter turnout on May 20th and people express their point of view on this needed project.
There is some cause for concern. 16 school districts have tried to pass a referendum since 2006. The Upper Dublin School District is the only one to get a referendum passed so far. And while there's no organized effort against the referendum in State College, some of those letters to the editor have spoken out against the project as too expensive. Leah Colbert has been recruited by a friend to vote against the measure.
I'm voting no on the referendum at the request of my friend who lives in the State College School District, basically because she feels that the school does need to be updated, but not to the cost of $15 million or whatever it's going to be. So she has no children, which makes a difference, and doesn't want her taxes to go up, basically.
The cost for the average homeowner would be $190 per year for 30 years. If the referendum fails, another vote is allowed within 155 days. Chris Weakland, the dean of students, says repairs to the buildings have to happen either way. If the referendum doesn't pass, he says the money will have to come from somewhere. He says there might be staff cuts, and there will definitely be cuts to student programming. And he predicts tax increases at the maximum that is allowable every year for many years. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU. Thank you.